This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, Mr. Jones, according to experts, South Africa is experiencing a silent epidemic, and that is a self-love crisis that's destroying our communities from within, actually. We're talking suicide rates climbing, depression is rampant, and our people are struggling to find their worth in a world that constantly tells them that they're not enough. So today's Personal Power is geared to helping us dealing with that voice. You know, that voice that many struggle with. And we're talking this morning to Psychic Nadi, also known as King Wolf. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good rising. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed. How are you?
No, you're great. Thank you for joining us this morning. You know, let's look at why it looks like more and more people are struggling with the idea of self-worth.
It's really, really bad. And I'm so grateful. Spirit is so grateful that you guys are engaging on this conversation, because it's really bad out there. And there's different reasons. Majority of it is the social media impact, right? Especially with the younger people. We have this constant comparison culture that's there. And of course, there's also modern society pressures. You know, everyone is basing their worth on what they achieve, external validation. And majority of people are busy. There's a busy lifestyle and there's no time for self-love. And also the biggest one we've noticed is that there's a lot of generational trauma that's inherited, you know, patterns of self-criticism that's flowing from up going down and low self-worth. We're living in an age where our worth has become tied to external metrics, right? Mm-hmm. Like we worry about how many followers we have, the achievements we have, the positions we have. We've forgotten that our value is inherent and not earned.
You know, yeah. With everything that you've said, I mean, it's like we know, we have an idea of this. We know this to a certain extent, but I don't know if we internalize it. It's like we see it there at a distance, but we can't quite connect what you're saying with how we're living. How does one know that they're struggling, you know, with this idea of self-worth?
Okay, if we can group it, I love that question. If we can group it into work, into relationships. So with relationships, right, how we know we lack self-love is when we're doing a lot of people-pleasing. It's difficult to say no. We accept poor treatment from people. We think it's normal, right? And this goes back to also generational trauma as well. Decision-making, you know, we second-guess ourselves. We're constantly seeking approval from other people. We talk badly to ourselves as well. You know, there's harsh self-criticism, negative self-talk. Something I'm always telling my sons as well. I'm like, talk to the mirror. Talk to yourself in the mirror, you know. Say words of affirmation. I am handsome. I am smart. I am beautiful. It's how we talk down on ourselves as well. When it comes to work, you find that there's a lot of people who doubt their qualities, doubt their abilities, so they want to apply for certain jobs, certain opportunities. They shrink themselves down, right? And I think the last one I'll bring up, because there's a lot, I'll talk about boundaries as well. The inability to set healthy limits with others. That is a lack of self-love.
Sure. Yeah. So after identifying, you know, all these issues, how do you deal with this? You know, what are the everyday tools that you could give someone who's struggling with self-worth in with an idea of remedying these challenges that you raised?
Yes, definitely. Like the one that I mentioned earlier on about daily affirmation. I do it as well, right? We can start the day with, I am worthy of love and respect. You know, you just speak up, you know, lift your spirit up. Whatever faith you have, whatever religion you might have, pick it up, pick it higher. Practice gratitude every day. Think of three things in a day that you've done and that you appreciate and you're proud of yourself. It could be the smallest thing. And most importantly, please set boundaries. Boundary setting. Practice saying no without over-explaining yourself.
that's a big one. Yeah.
Mm.
Sure.
It's very big.
Where can someone struggling with this find you, you know, for more help on a personal level?
Okay, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, 069-120-1633. We're also on social media as King Wolf Nadi, and also on our website, www.kingwolfnadi.com. You can reach out to us anytime. We talk a lot about self-love.
That number again?
It's 069-120-1633.
All right, thank you so much. That's Psychic Nadi, also known as King Wolf, talking to us there about self-worth. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.